From the Schmoes No Network Studios in Los Angeles, California, it's time for Marvel News from Marvel Fans, your weekly look at all the news from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, from Marvel Studios, Sony Pictures, Fox, and beyond. And now, here are your hosts, a veritable house of M, Meredith Placco, Misha Pollack, and the Sorcerer Supreme, Matt Key.
Hello, Schmoville!
Yo, what's up, Schmoville?
Welcome to Marvel News from Marvel Fans, where we break down all the Marvel movie news from all the studios and tell you why you should be as excited as we are. We're broadcasting to you live from the Danger Room.
Danger Room!
Woo!
Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. As always, you can visit us on Facebook at Marvel News from Marvel Fans. Make sure to like us on our Twitter at Marvel Schmoes. And most importantly, please, please, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. It keeps us coming back every week. So,
and don't forget to visit us on youtube.com/SchmoesNoPodcast.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good place to go.
It's a great place to go. Thank you, Misha.
You can watch us on YouTube and then listen to us on iTunes.
You can get 2 servings of us a week if you really want that.
Can you not hear you on YouTube?
No, you can only watch.
You've got to sync the two.
That's cool.
Technology has not advanced to a place we can combine video and audio yet.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. So, by the way, everyone, we'd love to get your opinions and your thoughts and everything else. So continue to give us your opinions and your comments and your stories that you want to hear from us on our Twitter, on our Facebook, post on our YouTube. We look at all of it. We do our best to keep up.
They really do.
You're so sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I saw it happen.
You were there.
I was there.
Oh my God, Matt, you were like, actually typing.
It's like people do this?
Yeah.
No, people actually respond. Speaking of, you might notice a new face in the studio today.
Yeah.
We're joined by Misha Pollack.
Master Misha Pollack.
Thank you. Thank you.
A good friend.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm very excited. And I'm glad I got to keep the House of M.
We are too.
Very pleased with that.
We've had to have 2 co-hosts. We've got Matt Cook is actually filming a movie. I can't talk about anything beyond that, but he's filming a movie today, so...
Go him.
Go Matt Cook. Yeah. We miss you. And we got Misha Pollack in here, so...
I'm happy because I've been told Matthew Mercer has sat his chair before.
You have shared butt space with Matthew Mercer.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Does it smell good?
That guy's a talented
individual.
He
farts roses.
It's scary.
Yeah. So we've got Misha. I'm Matt Key. You can follow me on Twitter at the Matt Key.
I'm Meredith Placco at M Placco. I swear I'm going to change that one day.
No, don't worry about it. M Placco. M Placco. You should put like 4 M's after it. M Placco.
And Misha Pollack, you can follow me at Misha Pollack or at Drunk Tech Review, which is my YouTube
show. Yeah, why don't you tell us about that a little bit?
You know what? It's one of my favorite things now. So I got together with a group of guys and we tried to figure something funny out and we ended up, I have a big tech background. And all these people were telling me, you're so good at informing us about technical things and science things in a way that normal people can understand. I consider myself a normal person.
We all know that.
Thank you. And I decided to do a tech review show, and to tweak it up a little bit, we thought, wouldn't it be fun if we were all, you know, really...
Just wasted.
Yeah.
Pretty gone when we review the tech. So it's really,
funny show.
Really funny.
It's a funny show.
Good because instead of just a basic review of, like, this is the specs and the screen is this, it gets down into the nitty-gritty of, are you going to use this in your daily life? And it's really funny. So check it out.
Yeah.
Now, you were telling us a story before we came into the studio about how
this might be inappropriate.
Like, why you actually got... kind of into your original degree.
Okay.
But why don't you give us some background on who and what you do?
Okay, so you do. You like comic books, you review tech, but there's a little bit more to you than meets the eye.
Like everybody sitting up here, but to no degree to you guys, is I'm a huge comic nerd. You know, I've collected my whole life. My brother, even more so than me, he got into it. Thanks, Josh. And... growing up, it was one of those things that, like, as a young kid, I'm like, I want to fly. What cooler power, you know?
Yeah.
So many cool powers, but flying, man, that would be nice. And so every day I try to, like, move rocks with my mind and stuff. I still do this almost every day. It's still hasn't happened. And but don't keep trying, kids. And it finally got to the point when I was younger that I'm like, okay, maybe I won't fly.
You won't be able to fly of your own volition.
Yeah. And if I finally had the courage to really give it a try, that might be a bad idea.
Yeah.
And I finally read or started getting into Iron Man. And I'm like, oh, this guy's just a smart human being. And he made a device that he can fly. And I'm like, well, I'm theoretically, as far as I know, just a human being. And I think I'm a smart guy.
Pretty smart dude.
So I actually got into that enough and got into planes and helicopters and things like that, that I ended up getting my graduate degree in aeronautics and astronautics and mechanical engineering.
You're a smart dude.
To pursue that domain. And I've worked on like solar powered planes and hydrogen powered planes and some really cool stuff.
You were working on jetpacks or something like that, right? Oh, I'm not going to talk about the jetpacks.
Yeah. That's all getting trouble.
What about that hoverboard, though?
That'll be out soon.
Okay,
if, go ahead. If,
it's coming close. Almost 20.
You heard it here first, everybody. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Well,
the shoe is harder, actually.
Really?
The self-tying shoe is harder than a hoverboard.
Hmm.
I know.
You heard it
but
here first.
But that's... I still love comics.
So we actually have our own Tony Stark in the studio.
We've got a Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Well, what car... Is it Arno Stark that says brother?
Yes.
Arno, right? Arno. Yeah, we'll call you Arno. Arno's a good name for you.
Or
you look like an Arno.
I go with Arno.
Marno, because it's House of M. Yeah.
It is.
Marno, yeah. Misha, is there anything else?
No.
All right, well, let's get into the news.
We've got quite a bit to cover today, and we're going to try to get through all of it, plus some new segments at the end of the show.
We're talking Cap 3, Civil War. We're talking Doctor Strange casting.
By the way, before we get into it, congratulations.
Oh.
I was scouring the internet, and I saw the big news.
No, I'm up for Doctor Strange. Yeah. The rumors have said I'm up for Doctor Strange, so clearly
I am. Like 50 other white guys.
I know.
I
know. We've also got some Sony Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah, and some Apocalypse casting speculation.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're going to start off with the big news of the week that broke just after our show. So Robert Downey Jr. has confirmed that he is going to be in Captain America 3, and the speculation that Variety is now reporting that it's going to tie into a Civil War storyline.
Yeah.
Oof.
Which, for those of you who haven't read the comics, Civil War was one of the big encompassing storylines of Marvel Universe that pitted Captain America and Iron Man against each other, with none other than Spider-Man in the middle.
Yeah. In the middle.
Pitted
yeah.
a lot of good versus good.
Yeah.
And it was all based around the idea of a superhuman registration act. In the comics, the New Warriors, which were a team of mutants, had a reality show, go to bust some baddies, things go sour, and suddenly a town of 600 people are killed.
A lot of kids.
Lots of kids.
Because the explosion happened right next to
a school
yard.
60 skilled children. It was also
Stamford, Connecticut, I believe.
Yeah, it was a lot of commentary on gun violence at the time as well. But what that did in the comics was Tony Stark decided that he was going to push forward with the American government to have the superhuman Registration Act, in which anyone with superpowers was to register with the government to have their secret identity revealed, and he convinced Spider-Man to unmask publicly as Peter Parker, which also led to a lot of problems in his life. Captain America, who the Ultimate Patriot, actually found that to be un-American.
A bit fascist, just a smidge.
And the Civil War between the superhumans
erupted. It broke out. And we got things like the clone of Thor, because Thor was off planet at the time. We got clone Thor. And then we also got a death in there that I won't talk about. If people haven't, we don't want to spoil it. You know, it's not a big character, but it's still a character that dies.
Series, and it's got a lot of the offshoots of it were my favorite things. You know, the things with Spider-Man, Punisher, other characters, Wolvie. We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
But Wolvie goes out on like a hunt.
Oh man, he goes on a manhunt.
And he's just one guy.
I think it was Civil War where like one of the most ridiculous Wolverine moments ever happened, where he like Nitro melted him down to just his adamantium skeleton, and he still was able
survives.
To reform.
Yeah,
that was when I was like, maybe this guy's gone a little too far.
No,
maybe this power's been taken a little bit too far.
Now, as you can see from the comics, Civil War is such a huge storyline, and now they're talking about having this possibly be the Cap 3 tie-in, which is what, the 2016 is when we're expected to see Cap 3. It's a lot for Marvel to change gears when it looks like they're doing an Infinity War type storyline.
Can I throw in my
opinion? No, please. You have
opinion?
A great theory.
Okay,
yeah.
So we were talking before the show. Here's
Here's
how I think it could happen in the next phase three. So Age of Ultron happens where it's there's all this worldwide destruction. The Avengers they're working together. They had a hard time getting together in the first movie. Now they're together. Now they're firing all cylinders. Stark is funding the whole thing. On top of that, he's got this Ultron initiative that's helping him keep peace around the world until Ultron malfunctions. Mm-hmm. There's all this worldwide destruction. The Avengers try to fix it all. They eventually win. I'm assuming that they win at some level. But I think it comes at the cost of like their own souls in a sort of way, because there's so much destruction. And now I think that Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch are like just the, kind of the tip of the iceberg thing, because he says we live in an age of miracles, right?
Yeah, yeah. So age of miracles.
I think that there's more stuff coming in on top of this, you know. And let's not forget, we've also got Winter Soldier to play with. We've got War Machine to play with. So we have plenty of characters to kind of play with. We don't have a lot. I don't think we have as many as we would like to see, but we have a lot to play with. And I think what's going to happen at the end is we're going to see some factions form at the end of Age of Ultron, based on we've got to put a stop to this worldwide destruction that we were a major part of. And Iron Man's going to be like, we've got to do it this way with a Superhuman Registration Act. And then Captain America will be like, you can't do that. That's a terrible idea. And then they're going to come to blows, and it's going to come out in Captain 3, I think.
I mean, it would be a good way to tell the story, the base story, without getting muddy with all the mutants and the other factors from the comics.
Which is unfortunate, but we could understand that
and you'll still get like a lot of great moments. And like, if they can bring Spider-Man in, I guess they will. But I don't think they will. But I think what's going to happen from there is that Captain America 3 will see the fallout of Age of Ultron, the play out the Civil War angle, if that's even the direction. Like, Marvel has not confirmed Civil War, right?
Yeah, they have not. Variety has reported from inside sources that RDJ has signed on, and they just kind of launched into this whole Civil War speculation, kind of pointing it as Kevin Feige's deal that he wants to go with this, but it has not been confirmed from Marvel. So if you see confirmed Civil War, I'm still waiting from my press release from Marvel telling me that.
I'm just curious, because they have done such a good job in ways, even with the TV show, of angling towards like an Infinity Gauntlet thing. Guardians of the Galaxy, boom, that's a whole other
I think that's going to play. Like, so you'll have the Avengers fall apart. They're going to be fighting one another all throughout Phase 3. You'll have Doctor Strange come in, Ant-Man, they'll have their own two cents or whatever in that universe. Then you'll have Guardians, I think, will reintroduce the Gauntlet storyline. And then Avengers 3, you'll have Thanos crash land, probably looking for his last Infinity Gem. He'll have collected almost all of them in Guardians, maybe. Guardians will probably introduce someone like Starhawk or Adam Warlock to kind of bring the Infinity thing in. And then when Thanos crash lands, the Avengers realize they've got to work together. But now they have all this emotional drama weighting them down.
It just seems like a lot to play out.
That's what I'm saying. But you're saying at the end of Avengers 3,
which is next year.
No, that's Avengers 2. Okay, Avengers 3 is 2018.
I got you.
So
you're saying Avengers 3 will be the Civil War kind of plan of it, and then
I'm saying if they want to continue to play with the Infinity Gauntlet storyline, and they want to continue to do it inside of Avengers, this is a way that they could conceivably do it
with Civil War in there.
Civil War would just be like a giant drama that is playing out under everything, like kind of giving it more like weight and emotional stakes and everything else. They're fighting each other so that when Thanos lands in Avengers 3 and they've all got to fight him together, now not only are Tony Stark and Iron Man fighting each other, but they're having to find a way to push past those differences to fight a world-ending threat.
If I could have 20 seconds of a form in case the Marvel president and all those executives are listening, I'm just saying, you can slow down a touch. You guys are doing great. I mean, really, really great. You don't need to condense everything to make everything happen. You could bring in some other characters and slow it down. We'll still come. We will still come and watch it. I promise. That's it.
Yeah, I've been wanting a Civil War storyline for years now, and now that the possibility is there, I'm not liking where it's going just yet. I'd really like to see the Infinity Wars play out. I think they've set a great universal stage for this, and I kind of feel Civil War is something that they can use as a way to get out of their current Cap and Iron Man contracts to start bringing in new players. And I just say, you know, play it safe. Marvel, you've done really good right now. I trust you. I have faith in Marvel, but I just don't know if this is going to be the right move. And I guess we'll probably know more after the show.
It's so beautiful.
Another story will break after we end our recording.
And it's so beautiful because they've broken out of the whole like sequel, negative new character. They've created a universe that they could bring everything in.
Yeah.
And now, you know, just because they created something new and it's scary.
I think that's the sort of like ether or like miasma that they're trying to live inside of. Thank you. I think I misused the word, but it's still a cool word, right? It's like that sort of like ether that they're trying to live inside of is the Civil War like drama, while also telling like an entire plot for a whole other movie. But like these other characters are going to be swimming in that ocean. And I think that's kind of I think that's where they're going with it more.
Well, as
the
I
Civil
say,
War story,
yeah,
like right on.
Every week,
but maybe not.
Yeah,
I don't
as
know.
I say, every week we'll have more speculation next week. And speaking of, hey girl,
hey girl,
hey girl, hey Ryan girl. Gosling could be our new Doctor Strange. It was reported that Ryan Gosling is both up for.
Look at that.
Yeah, look at that.
Can
that
we
was
just
actually
start a list of who is confirmed as not.
Yeah, that I think that would be a more comprehensive list at this point.
Yeah. They should just make a movie about casting.
They should. That actually is the film. That is what it is. I do want to thank one of our Schmoville listeners for making us this awesome graphic. Thank you so much.
Who made that? I can't remember.
If the internet was working for me, I could tell you. It blanked out on my.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, doggone this internet.
I know. But yeah, no.
Whoever did it, please go and take double credit on our Facebook page.
I know. I thought I had it in there, but it got erased.
We will tweet it out.
Yeah. Though the other interesting thing is that Gosling is also being considered for a Suicide Squad role, so I don't know.
Probably.
Who knows?
Oh, he could be a good Deadshot. I mean, not that we talk about DC.
Not that we
on
talk about
show.
DC, but still. Shh. And then you also had some more Gosling, or some more
oh my God. Well,
Supreme.
Well, let's just run down the list that these are
sad.
All the names. These are all the names that I've heard that are still apparently in the running. Benedict Cumberbatch, which I would enjoy. Mm-hmm. I personally would be okay with that choice. Jake Gyllenhaal, don't understand that one.
You skipped.
I have a method.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I liked one of them.
No, I will get to it.
Sorry.
Sweetheart.
I'm so sorry.
Sweetheart, come on. Jake Gyllenhaal, Ethan Hawke, which I don't know. I don't know. But all I know of him is Before Sunset and After Sunset. So as far as I'm concerned, no. Oscar Isaac, I didn't see his big movie. That was
he's good.
The,
he's a good phenomenal.
Yeah.
Actor.
Yeah. What was the that was the Coen Brothers movie that he did the singing.
Oh man, I'm blanking.
The folk singer one.
It's a beautiful voice. I was really impressed. I have to think about it.
Yeah. Jared Leto, which I can't, he's
a
rock star. I just can't. Like my friend Coy is all about it. He's like actually friends with Jared and has told me like no, he's a big fan, like he would be great at it. He assured Coy Jandro, do you know Coy Jandro?
Yeah.
Yeah. He assures me, dude, he's great. I'm like he's in 30 Seconds to Mars. I just can't.
He's phenomenal. He's an Oscar winner now. He is great. I just saw Mr. Nowhere. He was or Mr. Nobody.
Yeah.
And he was phenomenal.
Should I see it? Mr. Nobody?
I think so. It's really, really weird. But along those lines, like you say he's a rock star. Like if you look at all these Marvel superheroes, like Sorcerer Supreme, he's like, I mean, look at the coat, look at the collar. I mean, he's a rock.
Yeah,
he floats. Everybody else walks into the room like, what are we doing today? He floats in like Indian style. Like, hey.
He's like, hey, what's up? I'm levitating in.
Alibiziwa. Like, you're like, what? Oh, man, what are you on?
And then he's got Wong behind him like, ugh, this guy.
Yeah. So,
Jared Leto, fine. I'll go check out, like, Dallas Buyers Club is what I've been told I should see. I haven't seen that yet.
And
I'm a terrible movie watcher.
Which happens to also have
Matthew McConaughey, who's also.
I don't get.
All right, I'm the Sorcerer Supreme. All
personally,
right.
Personally, after seeing True Detective and some of his latest stuff,
absolutely.
I would cast
Lexus commercial.
I would make Avengers 3 in which every character is now played by Matthew McConaughey. Where it's just Tony talking to Captain and it's just the same face. It would take a few seconds to get used to, but eventually you'd be like,
all right,
cool,
all right.
Cool.
No, like, I mean, I'm obviously making fun
all
of
right,
the days
right,
and
come
confused.
Come on, come
but,
on. Because there's like 1,000 names.
Ewan
on
McGregor,
list.
Which would be exciting. I could handle. No? No? No to Ewan?
Nah.
No.
He's a Jedi.
No.
That's exactly
keep
why
going.
He'd be great at
keep
it.
Going.
Oh, fine. Keanu Reeves is. Whoa, I'm the sorcerer. Whoa.
Looks in the mirror. Whoa.
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 You mean I'll be able to dodge bullets?
He's
whoa.
Definitely. He's got the gun training down already, so it's perfect for the role.
Doctor Strange doesn't use guns.
That was
by the hoary host of Hogwarts. No, that was the joke that I missed.
Sorry, it's okay.
Justin Theroux, who I'm not too familiar with. Justin Theroux. I think he wrote Thor. He wrote one of the Marvel movies. I can't remember.
So
but he's
just
also an actor.
Have a writer, okay.
But he's also an actor.
That means well for you though. If writers can be actors.
Oh, good point.
There you go.
Did I mention Joaquin Phoenix is back in the running?
Again.
Yeah, he's apparently back in the running.
Sure.
Some rumors are saying that. We've also got Ryan Gosling, as you mentioned.
Yes.
And Colin Farrell's on the list. This is the first time I've ever heard of Colin Farrell being on the list.
Look at this guy. And that's why I was...
he is dreamy. No, I get it. I get it. I get why you're upset. But, you know, he's the second one on my list. But
in truth, I think on this weird list you have, which happens to just be the top 12 paid male actors in Hollywood. No, that's all that list is.
That are also like relatively thin.
If you type into Google like top 12 paid, like that's the list. So,
no, I get absolutely.
But I think Colin would do a very good job.
I like that look.
I think you could.
If he can continue that look, I would be okay with it.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, hey.
Colin is the biggest star that kind of comes from the side.
I like that.
Like everybody else is just boom, boom, boom. We see Colin, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, he's kind of the guy who just kind of peeks his head and he's like, hey, what's up? I'm still a star too. And we're like, oh, yeah, you are. You're great. You're great. Yeah.
Well, all right then.
I'm just like, I have no problem when they grab people from out of nowhere. Like Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
Like, who was that guy? Oh, he did a pretty good job. I like that. Like, they didn't have to grab Human Torch to be Captain America. That was kind of like, oh, he already had that.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna put a
kibosh on this.
A verdict. Well, kibosh on this and a kibosh on Doctor Strange casting rumors until we actually have a firm.
But it's I'm okay with that.
I know.
I'm okay with that.
But we have so many other rumors to get to.
Andrew Lincoln. I'm going for you, Andrew. You could do it.
So one of the other neat things that came across my desk was some new Age of Ultron figures have been released, and I know we love to display our beautiful toys, and I don't know about you guys, but I'm a big figure collector myself, so we've got us.
Well, you've got quite a figure on you. Wow, you're waiting for that joke, weren't you?
Aw, look, I'm not going to be upset because I'm not one of those weird women who freaks out when guys compliment me. But yeah, so we've got this really rad Captain America and the new Hulk, and there's also been an Iron Man Mark 43 figure and more to be announced. I just wanted to bring them up because being a huge Marvel figure, and I get these are 3D renders of them, I'm not super impressed with these Age of Ultron figures. They're not...
It's a new type of lead paint. It's great. Wait, can we see? Do we have the cap shield? The kids'
no,
cap shield?
No, I don't have the kids' cap shield. So one of the ones I'm really looking forward to picking up, they do have a Quinjet in which you can fit up to three of the figures.
That's
in,
cool.
And cap.
How big are these figures?
They're like 12. Yeah, I'm like normal.
Oh, my God. That's going to be a giant.
Yeah, the Quinjet's pretty
big. That's awesome.
What are you talking about? I used to have like a G.I. Joe tank. You can get like 12 guys.
Oh, man. I had the G.I. Joe space shuttle.
Okay.
Oh man. Well, I had the G.I. Joe planet.
Okay. Whoa.
Did you guys know it was like a crossover?
You could fit seven guys on there.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's the biggest planet ever.
It was totally like a crossover with Transformers, so it was Unicron with the G.I. Joe figures. Yeah.
I'm
just going to say, it was a custom fit. One of the things that we saw earlier was a little kid's like actual shield, but it shot like a cool little propeller thing out.
It was so cute.
And I love when I see toy things that I'm like, that totally should have been in like, the comic. Like, it should have been the
Captain America
move.
Should be the ability, like if, have the ability to
yeah,
shoot
like
things
Captain
out of
the
shield.
Like, Captain couldn't move the shield and someone was coming out of me, like, pushed something and it shot out. I'm like, that was genius. I love it.
Tony Stark would make that.
Yeah, he would.
Steve Rogers would be like, you don't have that in the 40s. I'm not going to use it. Yeah, see? I don't know why.
Everybody's got that.
Steve Rogers is like...
to 24.
What, this isn't Cap 1. Stop it, guys.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, see? Yeah. He's a gangster now. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Whatever. You look great, see?
Also, I do want to, for those watching, if you keep seeing me, like, mess with my neck, I was in an accident about 2 months ago, and I'm having, like, severe neck injury issues. So if you see me doing that, it's just because I'm in immense pain, so don't mind me.
Yet you're still here. What a trooper.
Yeah, I'm still here. I know.
Placo.
It looks like we've got some Ant-Man news. I'm
baby. You know, Adam McKay came out, and he didn't come out. But Adam McKay.
You heard it here first on Marvel News.
Proud of you.
Adam McKay was speaking. I can't remember which news source he spoke with, Collider, IGN, I can't remember. But he basically said, the quote from him is, There's a lot in the script that, from what Edgar did, there's a lot of dialogue and character still in there. We shaped the whole thing. We just needed to streamline it, make it cleaner, make it a little bit bigger, make it more aggressive and funnier in places. Basically just did a rewrite. So ultimately what he's saying is, hey, you know that script that Edgar Wright wrote and then he left and everyone was upset that he left and we're all worried that we're not going in the same direction as Edgar Wright? We are.
That's good.
Are going in the same direction as Edgar Wright. We just had to do a little bit of a polish and a rewrite on it based on what Marvel was looking for.
So we took all this hard work and made it really easy for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And he'll still get writing credit.
That's good. That's awesome.
Yeah. So.
And I'm happy that Adam came in. I think it was said that like Paul Rudd got him. Like,
yeah. Paul Rudd talked to Marvel and said, "Hey, let's bring in Adam McKay."
Which I don't know.
And,
Paul's a huge comic nerd, or I don't know what he said, but I think most actors would come in and be like, "I want to do a character correct." And
yeah.
So if they bring somebody on, I bet they're bringing somebody on to say, like,
well,
hey.
And Adam is a giant comic book fan. He's a giant comic book fan. Yeah.
Marvel's really hitting their stride with that because the directors of Cap 2 and Cap 3 are huge huge comic fans. Well, and executive producer Victoria Alonso, she's executive producer of Marvel, says if she had it her way, we would have a female leading superhero film today. She spoke at a conference recently in which she encouraged everyone out there to go on write and create more female-centric superheroes, movie leads, television leads, saying that if you want this, you are the ones out there that need to be creating it. And she also kind of, you know, was asked about the Black Widow film, and at the time, Scarlett Johansson was a little busy having a baby. So they keep deflecting the idea of a Black Widow film, and I know as much as fans want it, I really just don't think it's going to happen.
A Black Widow film?
Yeah, Black Widow film.
I think it could. I just don't know if there's too much demand for it. I think there's more demand for Captain Marvel.
I agree.
They do have Daredevil. I guess they could do an electric
did.
Film.
They did have an electric film.
But that was Sony, right? Did Sony have those rights? I don't remember.
We still forget about it.
Well, it's
forgettable.
I know. Although, with the Sinister Six, isn't there a possibility
for
of
Black
a,
Cat?
Well, or mm-hmm. of a female but, protagonist.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. Actually, heading over to Sony.
Yeah, good segue,
yeah, good
Misha.
Segue.
You're learning fast.
I know. We don't have a whole lot of news on the Sinister Six film, but... it's been speculated with the high talks that Spidey can be shared with Marvel now, and if Marvel goes in the way of Civil War, there are two actual storylines two major storylines in which Marvel could adapt if they wanted to bring Spider-Man, one of them being Civil War, the other being from their Ultimate series, Ultimate Six.
True.
Which I don't know if you guys have read.
I'm a terrible Marvel fan, because I've never read that. I never got into the Ultimates. The Ultimates aren't for everything.
The Ultimate series are kind of more more real world, more gritty. Yeah. They take away a lot of the, you know, magic and make it all more science based.
Actually, Ultimate was good because you know how like the original Spider-Man, like you kind of got into the character and what's going on more than I'm just a hero.
Yeah,
they do that with a lot of the other characters.
Oh, cool.
In the Ultimate
series. Okay,
that's why.
Cool.
And the storyline about the Ultimate Six, which it does seem they're going more Civil War, but if they went this way, the MCU could draw from this. What Ultimate Six is? It's the core team of the Avengers. You have Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, Hawkeye, Falcon, and Black Widow, who we already have established in the films, face off against a Green Goblin-led Sinister Six, in which they bring Spider-Man in the middle. So, Marvel, if in case you're on the fence about that Civil War storyline, this could be really fun, just saying.
I just really hope, fingers crossed, that Marvel and Sony really have this conversation, because it's a win-win, in my mind. And also, I can understand them doing certain storylines, like Infinity Gauntlet or Civil War, in which they can't bring in Speedball and Spider-Man and all these little... You can't bring them all together because you got to make a movie and you can't have 50 other characters for the next 10 years before you make the movie. I get that. But, like, bringing in the Sinister Six without a Spider-Man is the weirdest thing I could imagine.
Yeah.
Like, that team, the origin of that team was literally, I think, Doc Ock going out and going, like, who are Spider-Man's greatest enemies? I'm going to grab them.
But you need to say that in Stan Lee's voice. Who are Spider-Man's greatest enemies?
You see? No, sir. but, like, that's... So, to me, they kind of... I don't even know how they do that, and it would weird me out as a fan to see it. It's not that I wouldn't go see it, but to have a Sinister Six movie where they're all, like... Where one of them's like, let's go get Spider-Man. The guy's like, who? I don't know. We're fighting Black Widow. Like, I'd be like, oh, so... Let's hope that they figure that out.
I think they will if that's in talks. Over at Fox, it looks like they may have found their Apocalypse in Tom Hardy. Yeah.
Bro, I am Apocalypse.
Other mutants will bow before me.
Yeah, if rumor has it, Tom Hardy is being considered for the role of Apocalypse.
I am Apocalypse.
I think it's always a little weird when you see actors from one superhero property jump over to the next. Like, it's still weird for me that Captain America was Johnny Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it weirds me out. I still can't.
I've pushed past it.
I know. Because he's a much better Cap than he was.
But even then, he was like the best part of the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, he was
movies,
the best part.
Really.
Yeah, he was a great Human Torch. But
I thought you were going to finish with Human. He was a great Human.
Yeah, he was a good Human. Okay, so I love Tom Hardy. I think he's a fantastic actor.
He's an amazing actor.
I would love to actually see him in the role of Apocalypse. So maybe we can.
Horsemen to me.
Yeah, I think he'd do great.
I think he'd be amazing. I think it'd be amazing. And I still wish I knew if they were going like with an Age of Apocalypse thing or if they were going to do.
But I also think Keanu.
Original X Factor stuff.
What's you that? Think Keanu?
Keanu would.
Oh, I Keanu think, would knock it out of the park.
Actually, I think Keanu would make a great Tom Hardy.
Oh.
So
the Tom Hardy story.
Yeah.
So.
Huh. And
what about Keanu Reeves played by Joaquin Phoenix doing the Tom Hardy story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. You heard it. You heard it here.
Marvel.
Marvel. I know.
Really Marvel. The Tom Hardy story was his dream was to become Keanu Reeves.
And it's playing like, Apocalypse.
Cool. There you go.
Oh, my God. This is a mess. Schmoville, make that poster.
You heard it here first.
Go make that poster for us, Schmoville.
I will. Or ask them to. Oh, sorry, guys.
Oh, man. I don't know if it's a Claritin or a Benadryl.
I know.
Where are we cruising?
For me.
We're heading over to talk with Channing Tatum.
Oh, about, Channing.
Yeah, Gambit.
He's so good looking.
Yeah, I
he
know.
Is. He's
he
dreamy.
Really is. Look, I mean, just look at that. It's such a perfect Gambit right there.
I think he actually could play a good Gambit.
I think he would really make a really good Gambit.
Actually, this just makes me want to see Gambit with a tie.
I know.
Hey, Channing.
And we do know that Gambit will appear in the Apocalypse film.
That's good.
Yeah, Channing.
I still think the funniest thing, and Jonah, I'm all for you, Jonah. I hope you get every role you ever want. But there's an interview in which they first asked Channing about Gambit, and he was like, there's talks, and I'm excited, and we're going to do a really good job. And you see Jonah Hill sitting next to him, and you just see this look in Jonah's eyes like, I don't think I'm ever going to get to play a superhero. And I was like, don't say that, Jonah. You could do
don't
it.
Have but that thought, Jonah Hill.
I'm like, we can't all be Channing.
Who could Jonah Hill play? Like, what character would be?
I don't know. We'll have to think about that for next week.
Yeah. Give us your comments. Comment below and go who
would Jonah Hill play?
Yeah, who's a good superhero that Jonah Hill could play?
Yeah.
Because I love Jonah Hill. I think he's amazing.
I know. He'd be great. Also, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
When are we going to see Fantastic Four footage?
Well, according to Simon Kinberg, we don't know. That's the news story.
That's good. Yeah, that's it. That's the news on.
There's your Fantastic Four news.
Yeah, although it weirds me out that they're making like the young version Fantastic Four movie, but hasn't the rumors been that Fantastic Four the comic is reaching?
Oh, it's not even rumor. It's been confirmed. It's canceling
in a triple size issue.
Kind of weird. Like, wouldn't you like make the movie in hopes that the movie like sparks? Like, now we get more toys.
Marvel though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not for Marvel.
Because Fox owns the rights to Fantastic Four, and Fox and Marvel are like, no, we hate each other.
They just need to have a Jello match. That is my
Jello wrestling.
Yeah, I think we get the executive producer of Fox and Marvel. Put them in a kiddie pool with a bunch of pudding, Jell-O pudding.
Yeah.
And
Jell-O pudding.
Pudding specifically.
I thought you meant like cherry Jell-O.
No, I think Jell-O pudding, given the enormity of the situation.
I like cherry Jell-O just because it's more bouncy and fun.
And it looks like blood.
Pudding's kind of
pudding, but pudding tastes so good. I just like pudding.
But to it just weirds me out that
pudding
like,
tastes so good. Oh.
When was it like Marvel back in the day was like, oh, we don't know if we're going to do good. Let's sell this to Sony and get
it.
That
was the 90s. Yeah, it was like in the mid-90s. They were like,
they didn't have the crystal ball. And maybe that explains why they're doing all this. Hey, we could do Civil War. We could do this because they're like, we can't. Like,
well, you know, and one thing that Marvel will never get back is Namor. Because I think Universal owns the rights to Namor.
Go Universal. Make that Namor movie.
Give us our first mutant. Oh, we'll never get it.
Yeah, Marvel number one. What was that, 1939, I think?
Yep.
Captain America was Captain America Comics number one, 1941.
Boom.
Look at this guy.
At least we'll get an Aquaman.
Matapedia. You can't.
Why would you say Aquaman
you're
on
banished,
the show?
Out, gone.
Why would you say that?
It's just to bring, bring
nope.
up debate.
Leave.
No, to bring debate. What debate?
I didn't know.
There's no debate. There's none.
I meant it. With humor. You know, at least.
Well, because, it is making me laugh.
Because it's,
congratulations.
He's aquatic, I'm really excited.
Like Namor.
We can just have a Namor and Aquaman crossover.
They
could
both be the same actor, too, I think.
Yes. Let Jason Momoa play everything.
Audition.
What if Jason Momoa in a Savage Land arc? Just anything, all Savage Land.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, I will watch Jason Momoa in the Savage Land.
Okay.
Jason, by the way, if you want to come and do the haka on the show.
Please.
Done. We'll take it. Absolutely take it.
And then last bit of news for the week is if you guys are watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we get to see the debut of Mockingbird tomorrow night.
Bobby Morse.
Yeah,
there
she
is.
She's actually going to be playing...
Adrian Palicki.
In the one-time Wonder Woman will be playing a Hydra agent.
Yeah, well, she's been brainwashed.
I know.
I mean, if you're watching the show, it's very clear that Bobby Morris has been brainwashed. And she's been brainwashed by no other than this guy, who I'm saying is the Gorgon. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's Gorgon. If you've read Hickman's Secret Avengers, or Secret Warriors, 2008, 2009, I think.
Explain.
So Dr. Whitehall is his boss. That's the Hydra guy. What was his name in the series? I can't remember who he was in the series. Anyway, he had a secondhand guy who was the Gorgon. And they're both of them had a role in leading Hydra behind the scenes, and they their whole purpose was to go out and get people, recruit them, and then turn them into Hydra agents. And it was awesome. It's great. So I think
my whole hope that this is a crossover and she is Wonder Woman undercover is unlikely.
Why are you bringing DC into this?
So. You brought it up earlier.
I did. No, you did. No, you said Aquaman.
No, I
said the one-time Wonder Woman.
No, but even before that, you were the first person to bring up DC in this episode. I apologize.
Wow. That's our news for the week. It was actually a really light week.
It was a really
light
week.
So we get to have some fun. We're going to introduce a new segment called Matt's Minute. I'm going to hand it over to you.
The doctor. Oh, I've got music.
You have music now.
Wow, this is some epic music.
You
all
only
right.
have a minute, though. So
okay. So, everybody, I'm just going to talk about comics that I'm reading right now for a whole minute. And all new stuff, like not old stuff, just what came out last week. If you're not reading Axis, read Axis. Remender's doing an amazing job on that. And he is flipping the script in a major way. He's got the Red Onslaught, if you're a fan of 90s comics. Onslaught, Magneto, the evil psychic twin of Xavier and Magneto. He's born again in the Red Onslaught with Xavier's brain and the Red Skull, and he's making a worldwide hate war, and it's insane. And there's Iron Man sentinels that are attacking heroes, and they have to go get villains. Villains are literally the only things that can save the world right now. And end of Axis number 2 is an epic splash page that I think will make everyone scream in ecstasy. And then also we've got The Death of Wolverine. You got to read that if you're into Marvel Comics at all. That's going to be, I know we're going to talk about that later. It's very sad, but the 4-issue arc written by Charles Soule and was it McNiven that was drawing that? I think I can't remember. I'm getting that wrong, I think.
No,
McNiven did Civil War.
We have 10
seconds. Okay, so read Death of Wolverine. It's amazing. Also, not a Marvel property, but you should be reading it, is Five Ghosts of Fabian Gray through Image, and it's amazing. So that's my minute.
Woo!
That's beautiful.
That's
Thank
good.
You.
That's a real good minute.
Thank you. There's a lot more, but I can't talk about it. Read Axis.
I loved it.
Honestly, read Axis. It's really good.
It's superb. It's one of the better crossovers.
I didn't think I would like it, and I've...
And also
I've liked
the tie-ins, like the Magneto solo tie-in is really good.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He is a man on fire.
I know. It's a phenomenal book.
He is Denzel Washington right now. He is a man on fire.
So you did mention that we lost a key figure of the Marvel Universe.
I don't know. Wolverine. It's not like he's in every single comic.
Yeah,
but.
Ever. But so The Death of Wolverine has been a huge multi-part, almost 6 months leading into it, where Wolverine
almost a year, because he lost his healing factor
about
a year ago. And then they did 6 months of
Killable. And then now he is officially out of the picture. Marvel Comics editor-in-chief Axel Alonso has been on record saying, like, no, he's gone. We're not going to bring him back.
No, same with Charles Soule.
Yeah,
or
so
Soule, who wrote it.
He's gone. And so we reached out to...
So no Clone Wars?
Well, okay, so today I got a solicitation from the Marvel PR team from the new House of M comics that are coming out this summer, and there's actually a Wolverine on the cover, so who knows, maybe we get an alternate reality.
I think it'll be an
Wolverine.
Alternate reality thing.
Okay. But we did reach out to Schmoville to ask if... You were going to sing a karaoke tribute at Wolverine's funeral, kind of like what Nightcrawler did in the Uncanny issue. What songs
that
would you sing?
That was such a good issue.
That was so good.
I like the shirt. The shirt tribute, by the way.
This is the only shirt I've got.
Wolverine.
You can't see it, but.
Gian Garcia suggested Johnny Cash, Hurt.
That was actually suggested by a couple
several.
Other people, too.
Yeah, several. And then another one, Colin Payne, and several suggested was AC/DC, Highway to Hell.
Good one.
And
good one.
My favorite by Alan Cumbus was Oh Canada!
Canada! Maple leaves!
Eggs! Eggs.
And syrup's delicious.
Bacon.
Oh, Canada, we please.
Cold.
I don't know.
No, I believe, Misha, you had a really good tribute song earlier.
Oh, no. We were going to do like a cool little
I know. Do you
Don
remember
McLean.
Your song?
What was it? It was like, long, long time ago. I can still remember when the bone claws protruded from my hand. And I knew if I had my chance that Magneto would make my skeleton dance. And then maybe
I'd be
feral for a while. But Professor X something like that.
Yeah. Schmoville, go write us a song based on
worked well the
Don McLean's.
Yeah.
Oh, Schmoville, there you are. Thank you, Schmoville. So
Friday.
I do believe that part of them telling us what songs they wanted was that we would sing them.
Yes.
So. I just sang O Canada. So who wants to take Johnny Cash and who wants to take AC/DC?
Do we get the music?
No, we don't.
No, you got to go a cappella.
Yeah,
then.
I don't. Oh,
how did the Cash one go? Because it was originally,
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
Is that no?
Yeah, that's it.
Focus.
But were we supposed to twist it to a Wolverine?
No, I think we're good. I think we're good because we're running out of time. I know.
Come on. I did my best. Johnny. I'm terrible. No. Ask my girlfriend. I'm terrible with song lyrics.
Nobody wants me to sing, trust me. It's like a dying cat.
Can you sing Highway to Hell? Come on. You did Les Mis. You were Jean Valjean in Les Mis.
Les Mis.
I like Les Mis. I mean,
it's Les Miserables. That's the way. It's not Les Mis. The French don't pronounce it that way. It's Les Miserables.
I don't know. I only took like 12 years of French.
Oh. Is it Miserable? Is it Miserable?
I could do like the Les Mis version of Alma.
Okay.
Can
you do Hugh Jackman?
I'm on a highway to hell. Barrel, barrel. No, that's it.
Oh, it's empty.
Yeah.
I was afraid you were going to spill all over the microphone.
That's good enough. The guy is like Justin levels in there. He's like, thanks, Misha.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Misha Pollock. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Next time
I'm proud.
What question do we want to ask for next week?
All right, Schmoville.
Go to Facebook, go to our Twitter, go to our YouTube, answer this question, and we'll talk about it next week.
What crossover would you love to see happen next? Preferably between two characters.
Yeah, an Avenger and an X-Men, or like
a Fantastic Four and an X-Men.
Or like Ghost Rider and someone.
And
like
an X-Men.
Who's never been done that you would love to see team up?
Yeah.
Or versus.
Good point.
Yeah, so go fill that question out. We'll throw it up on all of our social media outlets right after the show, and you can start posting there. But yeah, that's our question for next week, and join us next week and we'll talk about your answers on the air.
Yeah, and for us, I want to ask you guys, what's your speculation for next week? What do you think is
going to
break?
Next week they're going to release that Doctor Strange has actually been cast and that it's Alex Winters, otherwise known as Bill S. Preston Esquire. He will be playing Doctor Strange.
Okay.
It will be confirmed for Marvel, press release, Alex Winter, Doctor Strange.
And Keanu could be like Dormammu.
No, Keanu will be Wong.
Ooh.
He's a manservant.
Wow, perfect.
Wow. He's living manservant. Like,
do you have a speculation?
My hopeful speculation is that we learn a little bit more about the Venom Carnage idea that I thought they announced for, like, it was going to be like 2016, 2017. Again, I don't know how they do that without a Spider-Man, but hey, this is fantasy. We can do whatever we want. We control the universe.
Spider Island.
I would love to truly see something like that done. You know, really well, maybe like really violent, because you gotta kind of do it that way.
Yeah,
and my speculation is that we're gonna finally get some Fantastic Four footage. So hopefully we'll see something be super awesome. Now, guys, remember, first off, I want to thank our guest, Misha Pollock.
Thank you, Misha.
Where can we find you again?
You could find me on YouTube or Twitter at Drunk Tech Review or at Misha Pollock.
And where can we find Drunk Tech Review?
On YouTube and Facebook and things like that.
And do you have anything else coming up that you want to throw out there? I just
did a movie, and but that's still in the works, and we'll see. Let's stick with this for right now.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thanks for being on our show.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You can find me
on Twitter at mplacco.
And I'm at TheMattKey.
And always, guys, remember to go on iTunes, subscribe, and rate us, and we will see you next week.
Next week. Later, Smallville.
From producers Christian Harloff, Mark Ellis, and the entire Schmoes No Network crew, we would like to thank you for listening to Marvel News from Marvel Fans. Special thanks to Kevin Undergaro and Maria Menounos, the author of Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness, in stores now, as well as the entire AfterBuzz TV Network crew. To watch or listen to other Schmoes episodes, get movie news, and join the conversation, be sure to visit SchmoesNo.com. and subscribe, rate, and review to this show on iTunes. I'm the Pit Boss, and this has been a presentation of Schmoes Know.